Okay, everyone, here we go. So, deep electrical breath. And as you do that, allow yourself to be in your body. Another deep electrical breath. And go inside and say hello and your name. Now, your name may come to you in English. It may be in another language. Whatever is appropriate for you, it may be a nickname or a familiar. One more deep electrical breath. Go inside, say hello, I love me, and your name, and now feel your vibration of truth within your body. Great. Your energy field, ideally, every day of the week, 24/7, would be 20 inches all the way around you. And women tend to hold their energy in more tightly. We talked about this last time. So I want you to take another deep electrical breath. You're going to get lots of breathing in tonight. Take a deep electrical breath and allow your energy field to expand to 20 inches all the way around you, above you and below you. Now, it takes some practice to hold, to allow it to stay there, because as I said, women tend to pull it in. So right now, just know that it's there and feel what that is like. It is important for us to own our space. When we own our space, we claim our right to be. We take our rightful place upon this planet. So the way that you own your space is that from the top of your head, from your seventh chakra, which is your chakra or your energy center of ownership, allow yourself to expand four little gold cords up to the top. I know you're not a square head, but up to the top four corners of your aura. Good. Now, again, four gold cords to the bottom four corners of your aura. Remember that in energy work, there's no time, no space, so don't worry about going around arms or through armpits. Just let it be. Good. Beautiful. Now, it is important that you ground your body, because your body comes from the earth, and there is a lot of information, a lot of wisdom, and a tremendous amount of healing energy that comes from the earth. So the way that we do that is I'm going to say, or you're going to say, hello to Mother Earth and Mother of Water. And right from the base of your spine, right from your first chakra, now as wide as your aura, take a deep electrical breath, stay in your body, and allow yourself to drop light. It can be gold, white, pink, I don't care. Just drop that light right from your base, down to the chair and the floor and all the layers of the universe, earth. And as you breathe and stay in your body and the light drops down, and know that you might feel a little suction on that, because Mother Earth and Mother of Water are going to help you ground. They want you to be grounded. They're going to pull that energy, that beam of light, right down to the center of the earth. When it gets there, you're going to see a gold nameplate with your name on it. Again, it may be English, it may be another language, it may be your universal language. Don't worry about it. You'll know that it's yours in your heart. Allow that beam of light to wrap around that nameplate. Perfect. Now stay in your body. Remember that with no time, no space, you have vision in all directions. So you can see below you, above you, behind you. And it will take a little bit of practice, and you'll get there. Now, as whether you're male or female, and we're all women here, it is important to ground the gender. So for men, of course, it's two gold beams of light, two little gold cords from their testes. For us, it's from our ovaries. And it doesn't matter whether you have your ovaries or not, you have the energy of your ovaries. So from your ovaries, again, deep electrical breaths, and allow two little gold cords to drop down through the center of your grounding, right to the center of the earth. and wrap right around your nameplate. Good. Now, be up in your body and feel what that feels like. You are connected to the earth. You've expanded your energy field to your full expansion for your earth body, and your grounding is an extension of your body and your aura. So you are one beam of light from the top of your head to the center of the earth. This will give your body comfort. It will give it power. It will allow it to feel safer in the world and therefore allow you to feel safer in the world. So just take a moment to feel that. Okay, let's do the other end. So hello, Father Sky, Brother Sun, Sister Moon, grandmothers and grandfathers of all. And this time, of course, from the top of your head, from your seventh chakra, again, as wide as your aura, take a deep electric breath and allow yourself to extend that beam of light right up through the sky, through the universe, right into the center of our universe. That will connect right in. You stay in your body. Your guides are helping you. And I'll tell you a little secret that it only took me, 24 years to figure out. The center of our universe is also our Akashic records. So you are connecting into your wisdom and the wisdom of the universe and everything that you need right there. And the reason you can't see it is that the Akashic records are fully and completely protected, and no one can see them. Because it's very important this information never be tampered with or changed. So you are connected right in. Okay, now you're one beam of light from the center of the universe to the center of the earth, and conversely from the center of the earth to the center of the universe. So again, take a deep breath, a deep electrical breath, go inside, say, hello, I love me, your name, and feel your truth, and feel how differently you feel in your body already. Great. Okay, now I do want to say that if any of you have difficulty or you start to feel dizzy or you feel a little funky, come back on the line and let me know. Don't sit in it. Don't struggle. This is not about struggle. This is about healing. And we can very quickly shift your energy for you. So know that I am here and I'm supporting you even though I am not face-to-face with you. We're going to take a few more steps and we're going to do a chakra clean out. And I'm going to do a very gentle chakra clean out with you tonight. And as we go through this over the next several weeks, we'll go into actually an advanced chakra clean out. And we're going to do a lot of work with the chakras and with light healing. Okay, we're going to start with the first chakra. Actually, the way I want to set this up is we're going to actually put little gold dots in the center of each chakra, and gold is the color of truth. So all the clean-out work and all that kind of healing that we do with that energy of truth so that you are always receiving your highest truth, your highest vibration, your highest light, and your highest love. So just listen, allow it to happen. Don't struggle with it. You have instructions both in your workbook and also on the CD. So we're going to actually start at the top of the head. And this is a little bit different than some of you may have learned it. So the sixth and seventh chakras are actually reconnected into one chakra. So it's center of the head high. So high on the forehead, in the center of the head. So if you put one finger at the very top of your head at the soft spot and one finger at high on the forehead, where those points of light would cross is your sixth, seventh chakra, or sixth and seventh together. It's become a larger chakra. So just allow yourself to put in the center of that chakra a little gold dot. Okay, next one down is the fifth. It's at the cleft of the throat. Again, little gold dot right in the center of the fifth. So these chakras are in alignment in the center of your body. Okay, there you go. Good. Okay, heart chakra, fourth. It's actually behind the thymus gland. It's not in alignment with the heart. So right behind the thymus gland, the middle of the chest, center of the body, little gold dot right in your heart chakra. Beautiful. Okay, let's come down to the third. It's at the solar plexus at the base of the sternum. Center of the body, little gold dot. This is your power center. Beautiful. Okay. Second chakra, right at the top of your uterus. Center of the body, little gold dot. Perfect. Okay, coming down to the first chakra, center of the body right off the tailbone. Or if you want to measure it from the front of the body, it's behind the pubic bone, at the top of the pubic bone. Nice. Now, we are going to add two more chakras tonight because they're important for your balance and your healing. There's a chakra below your feet. It's in the earth. Your feet actually rest on the top of it. It is called your ninth. And it's a very large chakra. At rest, it's 3 to 4 feet in diameter. It's kind of like standing on a pillow. So right in the center of that, little gold dot. And yes, the chakra is on your grounding. Your grounding goes right through the center of it. The other one we're going to add is the one that's 18 inches above the head. This is the eighth chakra, and it is a transformer for the universal energy, as the ninth is a transformer for the earth energy. So right in the center of that, about 18 inches above your head, little gold dot. Excellent. You all look really good. Now remember to breathe, relax. If you start to feel funky or you feel like you're getting sleepy, just bend over, put your hands parallel to the floor, kind of shake your head, drop your head and shake it and shake your hands a little bit, and it will release excess energy, and then breathe as you come up. It's called dumping. It's a weird word, but it's called dumping. And this allows you to reset your energy. So don't worry about it. If we're in the middle of a chakra clean out and you feel like you need to clear your energy, you go right ahead and do that. Okay, we're going to do a clean out. We start with this type of chakra healing. We start at the base of the spine at the first chakra. You know, we're going to start in the ground. So let's go to the ninth. I'm looking at everybody's energy here. Ninth chakra below your feet. Now, when we clean this out, basically that gold dot is going to expand into a huge gold sphere, and it is an energy sphere. So it's not like there, it's round and there's walls and it's a container. It's just energy. And as it expands out, it lets go of anything and everything that is not for your highest good and that you are ready to release. The language that you are going to hear me say is hello, thank you, goodbye. And get used to that because you're going to say it a lot. So what you're doing is saying hello to anything and everything that has attached to you in that place. Don't worry about it. It happens all the time. You are thanking them for whatever lesson you are learning. You don't even have to know what that lesson is. And you are saying a gentle yet firm goodbye to give yourself permission to release that negativity, have it replaced with the truth, with your highest truth, the gold. And it also gives your guides permission to support you in this process. Okay, so here we go. Ninth chakra, and of course, you always heal with a breath. When you breathe, you move energy. When you move energy, you heal. And it's always an electrical breath when you're doing chakra clean out. So here we go. Nice, deep electrical breaths. Hello, thank you, goodbye, and expand. Good. Great. Okay, now let that chakra come back to a size that's comfortable for your body. Perfect. Okay, we're going to move right along here. So let's come up to the first chakra, the base of the spine. This is the chakra that takes care of you in the physical world. Money, home, car, clothing, all of those kinds of good things. Okay, so deep breaths. Hello, thank you, goodbye, and expand. Nice. Remember, you're expanding your chakras in all directions. So up, down, 360 degrees, a sphere-like expansion. And it may blow way out past your aura. Do not worry about that. Let it blow. Let it go as far as it needs to go to move that and release the negative energy. Now let that chakra come back to a size that's comfortable for your body. Perfect. Second chakra, top of the uterus. This is your emotions, how you sense other people's emotions, your creativity, your sensuality, which we define as how you experience your life, and your sexuality, which is expression of spirit through body. So deep breath. Hello, thank you, goodbye, and expand. Very good. You got it out the back. That's really important with this second chakra. Wonderful. And let the chakra come back to a size that's comfortable for your body. Okay, third chakra, solar plexus. This is your power center, your power pump for your energy system. It's also your ability to transmute negative energy and create positive experiences in your life. It's also your protection. So here we go. Deep breath and really let expand in all directions. Deep breath. Hello, thank you, goodbye, and expand. Great, good. You've got it. Let that energy chakra come back to the size that's comfortable for your body. Okay, heart chakra. Right there in the center of your chest. First is self-love and then love for the world. Deep breath. Hello, thank you, goodbye, and expand. And let it come back. Now you may be feeling lighter and more centered by now. It's a good thing. Okay, fifth chakra, cleft of the throat. This includes your arms, your shoulders, and your arms and your hands. So this energy is really going to blow out all the way through. Okay, here we go. Deep breath. And hello, thank you, goodbye, and expand. Really let that energy go out the hands. There you go. Now, sixth, seventh, again, this is actually, the seventh part of this is you will see it called fire on the crown in a lot of old books. So really let this energy expand in all directions, cleaning out your ears, your eyes, your head, out into your aura. Just let it really go. You don't have to control it. Your guides are protecting you, so let it blow. Here we go. Deep breath. Hello, thank you, goodbye, and expand. Nice. Okay, one more. The eighth chakra above the head, about 18 inches. Again, it's right it's right in your universal connection. And let it expand as wide as it needs to. So deep breath. Hello, thank you, goodbye, and expand. Beautiful. Good whims. Good. Okay. One more time. Part of what you're doing is being conscious of how you work and how things work for you within your energy system, your mental system, your emotional system, and your physical system. So again, I want you to go inside, stay right in the center of your head, take a deep breath, a deep electrical breath, and say, hello, I love me, your name, and feel your vibration of truth. Feel your energy flow. Be aware of what is lighter. If there's anything that still feels dense or stuck, give yourself and your guides permission to release that as we move through the evening, because the energy is not going to stop running now. It's actually just beginning running. Okay, you look really good. Now, I want to bring in protection for all of you. This is a very important part of running your energy or this kind of meditation, which you're going to hear me call it running your energy, and you now understand why. We get protection from both the earth and the universe. The color for that, and it may be a little different for you, that's fine. There's no right or wrong here. The color for that is what we call certainty blue, and it's like a bright sky, brilliant, brilliant blue on a really gorgeous day. It does come up from the mothers of the earth, from the hearts of the mothers, and allow this to happen as we're talking here. And it comes up and surrounds your aura and goes up your universal channel. simultaneously it comes down your universal channel, around your aura again, and down your grounding. Now this energy field will fluctuate normally in a given day anywhere from a half an inch to 12 inches depending on who you're talking to, what you need, what you're working on, all those kinds of things, and you don't have to worry about it if, in fact, you set it. So you have just now set it, and for your experience, until you go to bed, it will stay at a full 12 inches because that's the intention that we're setting. So you can get the experience of being grounded, being cleaned out, owning your space, having your full space, and being fully and completely protected by the mothers of the earth and by the universe. Okay, now I do want you to lean over, parallel your hands to the floor. If you can touch the floor, groovy. I'm setting the intention that you release the excess energy. Shake it out a little bit. And take a deep breath, of course, an electrical breath as you come up, and then come back online. And whoever came in during meditation, let me know who you are, please.
If I tell you who I am, will I get in trouble for being late?
Yes.
This is Terry.
Thank you, ma'am. Absolutely, absolutely. I would like all of you to please take a drink of water, and you will need to have, let me change my language, I'm sorry. It's for your highest and best to have water with you and be drinking water as you are in class because you are moving energy, and even though your mouth may not feel dehydrated, your energy system and your body will dehydrate as you move this amount of energy, especially if you're not used to it. So if you don't have water, mute yourself really quickly and go and get some so that you can be taking care of your body as we're taking care of the rest of you. Okay. Now, before we get into the values, I want to know if anyone has questions about this meditation process.
I do. This is Courtney.
Yes, Ms. Courtney.
So I remember in the summer classes, some people were talking about how they did this every day to start their day. Is that what you recommend?
Yep.
Okay.
Did you like that really professional answer?
Yeah. Yep.
I do meditation every morning. The meditation on the CD, once you go through the steps, the last one's called Shower for the Soul. On there it is 13 minutes and so many seconds. Once you learn it, you can actually do the whole thing in like 4 minutes. So it's not like you're spending a whole lot of time. Now we're going to add the other pieces to it probably actually next week. And if you have done this meditation at least 3 or 4 times during the week, it's going to click in for you. It's going to feel really good. And you're going to notice a difference in how people receive you, how productive you are. My colleagues have actually told me they can tell the difference between when they talk to me before I do my meditation and after my meditation because I have more energy, I'm more focused, I'm more clear, and I'm happier. So, yes, I do recommend that you do it as often as possible. Now, don't hammer yourself if you don't get it done first thing in the morning. I have done it at 10 o'clock, at noon, and sometimes I do it at the end of the day just because it feels really good and I had a particularly hairy day, like somebody else on this phone call. And it really cleans you out so that you can sleep and not be processing your day during your dream time. So it's a tool to have in your hip pocket. Good question. Thanks for asking, Courtney. Anybody else have a technique issue or a question?
Kim, this is Shilpa.
Uh-huh.
I'm maybe because I'm a beginner meditation. I mean, I've done a little bit here and there, but I struggled with parts of it. I mean, I could feel certain chakras, like in my head, the 6th and 7th, and in my heart, but the other ones, I couldn't feel anything at all.
Okay.
I couldn't feel any vibration. So I just, in general, I feel, is it just more of a question of the practice will help that?
Absolutely, and I'm glad you asked that. It is a matter of practice. Now, I'm going to be silly and Shilpa, I'm going to pick on you.
Okay.
Aren't you a writer?
Yes, yes.
So where do you spend most of your time?
In front of the computer.
In your head.
In my head, that's true.
So this, when we're not used to feeling our first chakras, and in a lot of the teaching and a lot of the kind of archaic patriarchal beliefs, the first chakra is bad. And it's not bad. We need it because it's the money and the home and the car and the organization and all that kind of thing. So it does take some practice to get down into your chakras, to
okay.
feel them and to be aware of them and to say, oh, yeah, I am kind of tight, or my third chakra is feeling kind of woofy or whatever. So, yeah, it's a matter of practice.
Okay, thank
you.
You're
very welcome, and thanks for asking. By the way, I want to talk about this third chakra. Because it's your power center, and its two primary functions are to, as the power pump for your entire energy system, and it is all, well, now it's about transmuting energy. It used to be that we believed that it was, the primary use was for protection. And women, and you may have all noticed this, we tend to, when we get scared, when we get hurt, when we emotionally or physically, we curl over, we buckle. That means we're pulling our power centers in. And women will call me and say, God, I had an upset stomach and I felt really crappy. Well, that's because they literally sucked their energy in, so their chakra was inside of their bodies. Your chakras sit about 1.5 to 2 feet in diameter, all of them. So you can see that there's a lot of overlap. And so we tend to pull our third chakra in, we buckle for protection, and we pull our auras in. So if you are feeling kind of scared or kind of funky or you've got a bit of an upset stomach, put your hands over your tummy right there at your third chakra, take a deep breath, electrical breath, blow it out and open up that or expand that third chakra, and your energy will rebalance for you. So some of you I know are a little bit shy, a little bit timid, and which is a result of some things that happened in past life, and that's just fine. So practicing opening or expanding this third chakra will help you have more confidence. Now, men tend to, when they get upset, they tend to expand their third chakra. So they really pump the power out there, and that's when we really close it down because we don't want to go into confrontation. And actually, what would be really helpful, because when you do expand your third chakra, for those of you that are warriors, you know this. If a guy is being blustery, if he's being, you know, heady, egotistical, you know, whatever you want to call that, and you expand your third chakra, you run more male energy, he will go right into competition with you. If you want to soften the energy in that event, you expand your second chakra, and he'll calm right down. So that's the way that we can, I don't want to use the word control, but we can manage the energy of a situation with our natural power, which sits in our second chakras, and kind of diffuse some, unless he's so out of control or out of his body that he doesn't really know what he's doing. But just if a discussion gets heated, or I used to work for a construction company, and it was 200 guys and me out in the field. And at first I was trying to, like, match their energy and open up my third chakra, and they'd get really shitty with me. Went to the director of the school, and I said, I got to figure out a different way to do this. And she taught me this trick. Next day, I'm out there, the guys are, you know, laugh, joke, telling some, you know, jokes that I really didn't want to hear. So I expanded my second chakra. I just stood really still. They calmed down. They got very appropriate with their language, and things settled down. So play with that and know how those two work, because you do need both of them. They're both very important to your well-being, and they work differently. Okay? Now, any other questions about this very brief introduction to meditation?
Kim, this is Donna.
Yes.
I have a tendency with a few of my chakras, like the second and my throat, as I am expanding it, and this has gone on as long as I can remember, I can see what appears to be an object to the right of my field of vision. And what it looks like, to define it, is like a balloon's blowing up, but there's something poking into it that the balloon can't get around. Any idea what that would be? It's like the chakra will enlarge, sometimes quite large, but there's an object that it cannot encompass or dissolve.
Okay, that is a protection device that is actually there from some off-planet things that you have done. And put that on your list. The next time we work, we can clear it for you.
Okay.
If it doesn't clear, if you don't clear it through, you know, more meditation, because those kinds of things can be a little bit tricky. But it is it's a protection device.
Okay.
And thank you. And thank you for bringing that up. And absolutely, that's one of the things that may happen as you, all of you, as you expand your energy and you get used to working with your energy. You're going to have some funky feelings, or you're going to have some funky stuff in your energy field. Just make a note if you can't clear it on your own, because some of this stuff does require somebody outside of your energy field to clear it. It may have a booby trap. It may just be a little tricky. We can clear it for you. My personal experience with that is the first 3 years of class, I had a curtain around my third eye vision, so I could only see to the front. I had about a 90-degree expanse of vision. There was always this curtain, always this curtain. Couldn't get it to go away. Couldn't see behind me. It was maddening. And one day, and I still don't know what I did, one day it was gone. I had done enough work, gained enough confidence that whatever tool I was learning was actually able to dissolve that. So no, you may run into some things. They may go away. They may need some extra work. Okay. Any other questions? These are all really good. All right, Wims, we're going to shift gears and go into the spiritual side of this. So for those of you that have been working on your values, pull out your notes, please. And I, first of all, I want to just in general know how you're doing. So if you have a comment about this process, if you've actually been able to engage in part of the process, just share very, very briefly what's working for you, how you're feeling about this process of discovery and working with your values.
Well, Kim, this is Donna.
Uh-huh.
I did 10 values, and they came up really quick. I mean, it was amazing. Bam, bam, bam. And the very last one that came up was one that I have been struggling with recently. I've shared that with you, and that's access to my creativity was the last thing to come up, and it was the hardest for me to define. The rest of them came up, and they just flew by. But when I hit that one, it was very interesting. I had to sit for a long, long time. And it was like I had been chasing this pearl for so long, but I didn't have a clear definition of what I actually was looking for.
Okay.
And so that was extremely helpful to me to finally get to a place where I could define what it was. It was like, you know, being in Kansas all the time, but you never define what Kansas was. It was very, very interesting. So I really appreciated this exercise, and I did finally get there.
Excellent. Good. Thank you. Anyone else?
This is Ronnie, and I did my 10. And then I did also check with my family, and my husband actually came up with one that I had just totally overlooked. And I was like, wow, how did I miss that? And
what was it, may I ask?
It was humor.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, he said, hon, your whole life is humor. So how did you miss that? And I said, I don't know. But I do want to say real briefly, I've had a lot of dealings with a woman that I, for some reason or another, I can't understand why she bugs me. And she's a nice person, but when I hit my 10 values, it stuck out like a sore thumb. It just was belonging and family. And when she does stuff with you, you don't belong. She's in charge and it is hers. And so it just hit me, and it made me realize why she bugs me, is I don't belong.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, it was really very neat. So thank you.
Good. Excellent. Thank you. Anyone else? Any comments about the value?
Yes,
this
is
Dawn.
Yes.
Hi. I really enjoyed doing the values list. I thought it was going to be a rehash of something I'd already done, but I found it, I meditated ahead of time, and I just found it to be really empowering and really gave me a lot of clarity. And then I keep thinking of other ones, like I'd like to have a lot more than 10.
That, you know, that's a good point, and I know that because I taught at Terry's house last night that she had the same feeling, that there's the 10 primary, and there's other things that are important in her life. And so we do have a lot more than 10 values. And as you go through those, if there's things, it's like, well, this is, it's not in my top 10, but it's definitely part of my life, don't ignore those. Bring those in. Just be clear about what are your non-negotiable top 10. The other thing for those of you, for all of us, professionally, if you want to take this a step further, these are your personal goals. These are what, or not goals, values, I'm sorry. These are your personal values. Your professional values may be slightly different or not from your personal values. So that would be something, if you wanted to expand on this homework a bit, that would be something to look at now that you have your personal values chosen and defined. And again, this is not something that you're going to define them and put them on the shelf and be done with it. It's something that you're going to feel and work with. And I've even just change the tenor of a value. Just change the wording a little bit. Because as you do more clean out, as you do more meditation, you are also going to be able to feel these. And ideally, by the time we get 2 or 3 months into this, maybe a little bit longer, you'll actually be able to read your value or say your value, stand in front of a mirror, and feel it resonate within every chakra. And if it doesn't, let's say that your value is humor and you can't feel it in your second chakra, then that is a really good indicator of that that's someplace that you're still wounded, that you're still working, and that may want some extra focus for healing. Okay. Does that make sense how that works to everybody? Okay. Anybody else have comments about the values?
Kim, this is Terry.
Yes.
And I really enjoyed this, as I shared with you last night. 5 years ago, I was so shut down, I barely knew my own name, let alone what I felt inside and what, you know, my values were, that type of thing. So this has been really wonderful for me. And what I found, too, is that I've named a couple of them that I plan on to integrate into my life for more joy and that type of thing. So, you know, they're not my core ones right now, but, you know, the fun part, the play, the sensory pleasure, I think, oh, I'd like that. So they're on my back burner list. You might. And I've really enjoyed doing that, too.
Good. Excellent. You know, you just brought up a really good point, and as women, take this into consideration. I hope for all of you, that at least one of your values, your top 10 values, is something that either has to do with play or fun or sensuality or creativity, something where it is joy-centered. Not that you're living all of your values doesn't give you joy, because it does. And yet to have one that is more geared toward the expression of self, the expression of your core self, and having fun in the world. As you look at your values, see if one of them is a part of that. Now, some of you that are very, very creative, there may be two or three, and yet it's always good to have at least one of those things that we carry with us that helps us remember to play and have fun. Okay. Any other comments about the values?
Kim, this is Dawn.
Yes.
I had a question. I can't remember who said it, the first person who spoke. said that there was something that they didn't put on their value list. And I thought, I've had some health issues. And when I got done, I realized I hadn't put health on my value list at all. But somehow it doesn't resonate with me, and I feel really shut down about it. How do you help something like that when you want it to be a value, but it doesn't feel right?
Good point. Sometimes the thing you resist the most is a value that is most important. Put it on your values list, even if it's number 11, because you're right. You don't. If you've had some health issues, and for those of us who have lived health issues, health was not on my values list. Work, I had my values list when I first did this was incredibly serious, and it's a lot more fun now, and it does have health on it. And it is something, though, that is important to you because you want to be here for a long time. You're not planning on scooting out any time early. And so if there is a value that you are in so incredible resistance with, have a sense of humor, put it on your values list, and see what happens. Okay? I'm glad you brought that up because it's one of those, you know, she doth protest too much kind of things. And we do, that is a way to recognize growth cycles, where we're the most wounded, what we really want, but we don't feel like we can have. So it is good to pay attention not only to things that really resonate with you, also the things that you really resist. All right. Any other comment about this work or this play? Great. Now, I know that all of you are in different places in writing this, and I don't want to rush people. I do want, though, are you ready to go to defining your spirituality? And I actually do want to hear one value from each of you tonight and your definition of that value in your own words. Just, you know, short, sweet, and to the point. Pick one that you are comfortable saying out loud, because it's important that we say these out loud. And if you have not gotten to that point yet, I do want you to do that with someone. And if you don't have someone that you trust, call me. I, quote unquote, am not in the office on Friday, which means that I'm writing. And I would definitely answer the phone to be your sounding board for your values list. I'm also going to do the matching up this week or in the next 24 hours and get those lists out to you. I have everybody's permission now. Or over the weekend, if you need to bounce that off of me, I'm here. It's very important that you hear what it sounds like when you say those things out loud. I'm sorry. When you say those things out loud and how they bounce off of other people and come back to you. So we are going to go around the room. And if you haven't done this yet, don't be embarrassed. Just say, I'm going to pass right now and know that I'm going to catch you next week. So that's not a big deal. So pick one, share it with us, and we are going to be present with you. We're going to listen with our hearts. And if you do have some comment, if there's something that you feel is really, really important to share with that person. It may be personal, and I'm going to get this email list out to you. Well, you actually all have it, but I will send it to you again. And you can email that woman and let her know if it's something personal. If it's a powerful, quick hit that feels right to share with the group, please feel free to let us know so you can offer her that comment. So who's courageous enough to go first?
This is Terry. I'll go.
I knew you would, honey. Thank you.
You're welcome. The first one that jumped out at me is power. The confidence of standing in my power as a woman, as a healer, and the goddess I am.
Nice.
Thank you. That felt good, too.
Good.
Well done.
I'll go next because mine is very similar to that but adds something to it. This is Courtney.
Okay, and this? Oh, thank you. Courtney?
I had standing in one's power, letting others stand in their power. And I define that as not being afraid to stand in one's power when society often pressures women in particular to hide or dim their power and their light, and that the other part of that is respecting others by letting them stand in their own power rather than squashing them so you could feel better about yourself.
Okay, good. Now, I'm going to just say this because you may have not written it the way that you said it. When you write this for yourself, it's going to be all positive statements. It's going to be very personal. It's the I and me type of statements. And so it's in standing, so I'm going to paraphrase here. So as I stand in my power, I am really paraphrasing, I honor myself and I honor other people and support other people in standing in their power. That kind of statement, so you have it really short, sweet, and to the point. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying this for everyone. Courtney, I'm not picking on you.
No, it's fine. I'm just typing as we go so I know how I need to shift this just a little.
Yeah, and your values are in part about ownership. This is who I am. And this is my truth. Not defensively, offensively. This is my truth. This is my reality. Good. Thank you for sharing. Okay, next.
This is Ronnie. Oh, go ahead.
Okay, Ronnie, you go first.
I'll stay with my belonging because that was kind of the example I'd used.
Okay.
I feel very very strong connection with family. My immediate family is very important, and I value each member. I also have a strong connection with my birth family. Parents and sisters are very important to me, and I stay very close and connected. I also want this belonging and family connection with friends.
Excellent. Good. Okay, I'm going to comment on these to help you get some clarity here. When you say I want, that doesn't have any reality. This is a statement of I am living this. I'm going to put it in another way because this is really coming up for a lot of people today. It's the fake it until you make it.
Okay.
So you get to say, I have belonging and familial relationships. Again, I'm paraphrasing. Belonging and familial relationships with chosen family or with friends, however you state that. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
So you get to own it. You get to stand it. You get to say, I have this. Because when you do, when you present to the world that you have these things, that this is you, people respond to you in that truth. Does that make sense? Okay. We were talking about this with money and looking at the different ways that people hold the value of money. Some of my friends and my colleagues were born in families that had money, and therefore they knew how to be with money. And so they just live as, whether they have money or not, whether there's a dollar in their pocket or not, they trust that there will be money there. There's no question in their mind. It's like money's a tool. It's in the flow. It's one of the things that flows to me, and I receive it. And so the way they are in the world is in this very affirmative, confident, assured place that money just is. And then some of us were born in families that had a really strong poverty consciousness, and we're working towards that. And I looked at this very closely over the last few days in relationship to all of our values, and I'm like, that's it. Fake it until you make it. Now, it's not really faking it. It's practicing being in that value. And when you say, I want, your body feels like it's done something wrong. It's not providing for you. When you say, I have or I am, your body goes, yeah, that's us. Okay, let's do it. There's a real shift in how you work together mind, body, spirit, and emotions. Okay. Next. Somebody was behind Ronnie. Who wants to be brave?
Well, it was me, but actually, as I'm looking at my...
Is this Donna?
Yeah, this is Donna. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm looking at my value. It's kind of shape-shifting in front of my eyes so I can clear the language. But let me give you what I've got the best I can.
Excellent.
It's kind of all scribbled on here. It's
okay.
Actualization and wholeness.
Uh-huh.
And it says, I express, live, let's see, the greatest, clearest essence of myself. I live my original I live my original blueprint, clear of programming,
mm-hmm.
imprinting, or conditioning from past experiences. I am a fully activated human and aware human spirit.
Good. The phone was making a funny thing. I want to hear about this past experiences. Are you stating that in a positive way, that you are the sum total of all your experiences?
I am the sum total, but what I am releasing is any baggage from the past, quote unquote, that might have gotten in the way of me being fully activated.
That's great, but that's not a value.
Okay.
And again, I come back to, and I know that everything's transforming, and is that the values are the positive here and now, this is me.
Okay.
Okay, you got it. Good. Does everybody else, anybody have questions about that? Does that make sense to all of you? You're good. Thank you, Donna. I appreciate
it. I'm going to have to go back and review all these suckers.
Oh, yeah. See, I told you, this is a process. Okay, who's next?
Bonnie.
Thank you, Miss Bonnie.
Okay, I have combined several together.
Okay.
Laughter, fun, and play.
Okay.
I have fun, play, and laughter every day. My email address says it, and I am known for my laugh.
Nice. Her email address is Laughing Bonnie. So you are really affirming that through and through and through.
Oh, yes.
Excellent. Thank you.
I crave laughter.
Okay, then I will put you on my...
I don't have it.
We do need it. It is one of our biggest healing tools. Thank you. All right. Who's next?
This is Carol.
Thank you.
I honor, nurture, and have reverence for my life.
And what's the value?
Living in reverence for my existence, I guess.
Okay. So it is reverence. Okay, read it to me again. I want to hear it again.
I honor, nurture, and have reverence for my life.
Okay. Anybody have a better word for that value? I have it. Oh, no, go ahead. I want to hear everyone else. Carol, were you going to say something?
No, that's
or
fine.
Were you, okay, oh, I said, or were you going to breathe?
No, I was going to say that I grew up in a family that didn't have much reverence for life, and so I have... realized that not all that long ago, and I view it as a value that I want to express, I guess. So, but I'm interested in how you would rephrase it.
I wouldn't rephrase that. What I got is what value are those things speaking of, and what I got was self-love.
Nurturing.
Okay, nurturing. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah, another one that, or a piece of it is that I'm gentle with myself, and so that works. Yeah.
Okay. So if we use, and you get to pick your word, and I like nurturing. So if you, I'm just using this as an example. So if the value is nurturing, then read that definition again for us.
That I honor, nurture, and have reverence for my life.
Excellent. How's that feel to you when you say all of that together?
Feels very good, yeah.
Okay. Good. And, again, it's a process that may take some tweaking. You may find another word. One of the things that I am going to encourage you is to find fresh words to define your value. And honestly, Carol, that's why I wanted to find a different value name so that you can say, I define nurturing by reverence this and this and this. So that, because when you repeat the word in the value, it confuses the definition.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Sure, yeah.
Okay. Okay, good. Good clarity. Thank you. Okay. We're missing some folks here. Who's next?
I'll go. It's Dawn.
Oh, who was first there? Oh, who is it?
It was Dawn.
Okay, Miss Dawn.
Okay. Well, I originally had it as be positive. Should I reframe it as I am a positive person?
Well, read me that. Read us the value, and then we'll help you with that.
Okay. So I'll just say to be positive, and then I put I put examples of how to be that way is what I did. So I put, I notice and comment on the good things people do and their positive attributes. I am looking for the best thing that happened during the day. I share good news.
Excellent. Anybody have an idea for the right word, the right value?
Could it be called positivity?
Could be called positivity.
This is Dawn. That kind of seemed like difficult to set. You know, it kind of tripped me up a little bit. I wanted it to be easier, so I didn't know exactly.
I would call it respect.
Yeah, but
or love for the world.
Sharing.
I'm sorry. Say that again.
Sharing.
Sharing. I also heard caring in there from someplace. So when you take those values, those definitions of those values, which all fit together nicely, you are still looking for the word that kind of brings all of those qualities together. So it may be sharing, it may be caring, it may be positivity, but it's more because you're talking about how you hold space for other people.
And
that's
why,
yes.
How about gratitude? I think that feels good to me.
Gratitude's a great word.
Okay.
And if that's how you define gratitude, perfect.
Okay. Thank you.
Would optimism work?
Ooh, the nice word, too. See, you're getting lots of good words here. Good. Okay, who's next?
I'll go. This is Shilpa.
Yes, Ms. Shilpa.
instead of creativity, I use the word creation,
mm-hmm.
And I wrote creating to fulfill my destiny, to be a voice, even if a small one, in guiding humanity towards light, and bringing soulfulness into the world.
Really nice. Did anyone catch the boo-boo in there?
Yeah.
It's the even if a small one?
Yes. Yeah. You're never a small voice, Shilpa.
Well, I have to be modest.
No,
not
nah.
In this
no, you don't.
Group.
No, you don't. You're a goddess.
Truly, we're all goddesses. And honestly, Shilpa, it is, you're, okay, let me say this correctly. Modesty will come later.
I guess it's being humble, maybe.
Okay. Humbleness will come later. Humility will come later. In here, and it's really important for us to see and honor and own our strength.
Okay.
So you can take that little part out.
Okay.
Because your voice, whether you affect one person or 1,000 people, your voice makes a difference. And
right.
It's all the same.
I guess I feel like, until my book is published, I mean, I know what message my book can do and how it can affect
mm-hmm.
humanity, but, it's not up to me in some ways.
And
does
if you
sense?
Don't own that voice is never going to get published.
I know I own it. I just, it's not in my control, right now. I've done everything I can do. I've written the best book I can do.
Absolutely. And now you're doing the heart work.
Right.
Now you're doing the soul work. So you, even though you have written the most beautiful and the best book that you could possibly write, now you are engaging in all of us and in spirit to help you manifest it, to help you birth it.
Okay. So you're saying I still have control over it?
I'm saying sing it loud and sing it proud. Thank you, Ms. Shilpa.
Thank you.
Okay, I have two more.
This is Dale.
Thank you, Dale.
Okay, I'm going to do empathy and generosity.
Okay.
I share and give freely and embrace the fact that each of us is on our own sacred path.
Oh, you are a good woman.
Thank you.
Good. Good. And how does that feel when you say it out loud?
Very good. I have good. 7 that I'm really comfortable with, and then I have 3 which I'm still trust, faith, and grace, which sort of could be standards of behavior. So I'm still playing with those.
Okay. And just because there's standards of behavior on this sheet doesn't mean there's standards of behavior for you.
Absolutely.
Okay. As long as I didn't want to confuse anyone with that. So that was actually taken out of my homework. So those are actually my standards of behavior. So just so you all know. Okay. Thank you so much. Okay, Ms. Sonal, you're bringing up the rear. Are you there? You're on mute, sweetie.
Wonder what happened to her.
She went away.
She wouldn't have just done that.
Okay, well, Sonal, if you're there and you can come back, we want to hear from you. And if it's going to be whatever, we would love to hear from you. So just pipe right up when you come in. And maybe she dropped out and she'll be back. All right, so what I'm going to do for you all tomorrow is to get this matching, and just so you all know, Dana had to drop out because of some family stuff that just happened this week, so we are actually at 12, so it'll be an easy matching. I was hoping we'd go to 14 instead of the other way, but this works just fine. Remember that this is the match for the first round, you know, for a couple of months, just so that you can meet someone and work with someone, and because we are going to be spending, you know, a lot of time together over the next 12 months. And utilize those relationships, play with them, work with them. Some, like I said, you may be aligned with certain people and not with other people. That's okay. You're going to get to work with everyone. So, given that...
Kim?
Yes.
It's Darcy. I'm sorry. I didn't get a chance to share my value.
Darcy, I'm sorry. That's because your name is right under some other writing, so please share your value.
Well, and I just have to say I'm very proud of everyone for spending all the time on their values. I have not had as much time, and I've been thinking about all the terms over the last week, and one has been really standing out, and I was working on it today as I was driving home, and it was belonging, and I defined it as to be trusted, looked towards, and enjoyed.
Ooh, nice.
And it bothered me because I really jeopardized this value this week, and so it's been bugging me a lot.
Okay. So, and I understand that that's one of the things that the way that we test ourselves is we will test our values and we will put ourselves at risk. As you are looking at that value, can you state that in the first person so it'll be a little bit stronger statement?
Oh, no. No, not right now. Maybe I need to reevaluate this.
Okay, it's just a matter of putting the I am or I have, that kind of thing in there. So as you look at that value, because it is so important to you, and this is true for all of you, is put them, as you get them, you know, refined and defined and clarified, it is about putting them in first person present time positive statement. That's the strongest form. Now, some of them may be active, some of them may be passive. And that's okay, because some things are not about action. They are about receiving or being present with. So just another little hint about languaging as you're getting closer. And next week, just know what we're going to do is, if you got a sluggish one, next week we're going to go over these again and open the floor to everyone so that we can help each other define these clearly. So, you know, as you're working through them, if there's one that's a little funky for you, don't worry. We're all going to jump in and help you. You'll have more ideas than you can manage. Okay. Any other questions about this process? Any other questions about anything else we've discussed, talked about tonight?
Kim, this is Terry.
Yes, ma'am.
I have an idea that maybe some of us came up with some values that aren't on the list. And maybe
yes,
we
please.
Can, like, send you our ideas, and then we can expand the list and keep it rolling that way and just keep the list expanding. Because, you know, I hear some of these and I go, oh, that's a good one. Yeah, I stand in that. And that type of thing, it generates the thinking process.
Excellent, because I would like to get those to everyone. So if you will download those to me, I will turn around and compile those lists and get them back out to you all so that you have an expanded list. Absolutely. And if you have a short, sweet definition, please include that, because I would, that just helps me, and it gives people, obviously, ideas on how to, where to start. Thank you for that, Terry.
You're welcome.
Solon, have you come back with us? Okay, just checking.
James is, my husband is calling her on her cell phone right now.
Oh, okay.
Calling her husband, trying to figure out what happened to her.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Sure.
She needs support from us. I want to be able to offer that too. Anybody have any other questions?
I do, Kim. This is Shilpa. Would you like us, after we rework our definitions of our values, to email them to you at all, or would you rather us just keep them to ourselves?
Well, you know, I'm the curious one. I always want to see how everyone's doing. So if you would like to do that, if you would like a little feedback or just want to share them with me, please do. I would be
okay.
Very honored to receive those. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Thank you all. Okay. Last night I was honored to teach a workshop at Terry's house. And the workshop was on self-care. And I had 11 points of bringing peace. Well, it was actually on creating more peace and comfort and quiet and healing in your life. And one of the things that came up was the definition of meditation. And certainly I appreciate all of you, participating with this particular type of meditation that I do teach. The other thing I want to cover with you is that meditation is, it can be very short. It can be 30 seconds. It can be taking a breath. It can be doing a goddess walk. So you're going to get homework from me every week. And one of the things I would like for you to do, and for those of you that don't have those CDs, I understand that might be a little difficult, so we'll get another copy off to you, is I would like for you to start working with the meditation CD this week and see if you can do it three times, some part of it. And the goal is to get to the end, do the whole thing, and start going through it so that you can really get it down for yourself. And again, it's not about perfection. It's simply about allowing yourself to receive this kind of healing. I will tell you that this is the beginner style of this meditation. And in just a couple of months, I will be taking you, when you're all ready to do it, I will be taking you into the advanced style of doing this clean out so that you're really clearing at a much broader and bigger level. The second part, okay, so you have, and you're going to do some more work with your values. I'm also, the third piece of homework is connecting with the person I'm going to forward to you tomorrow. And the fourth piece is doing the goddess walk. And here, at least, you pick your own number. I was going to say at least three times, but you pick your own times. It is a 10-minute walk, no keys, no cell phone, no children, no dogs. And for those of you that have horses, no horses. I have several of you. I saw those pictures where you, as you were headed out the door, you set the intention that you are allowing Mother Earth and Mother of Water to heal you, to drain the negative energy out of your body as the universe supplies positive energy. Of course, Mother Earth and Mother Water are sending you positive energy too. So 10 minutes. If you stop and smell a rose, great. This is not a power walk. This is arms swinging, happy-dappy, look at the trees, smell the flowers, 10 minutes, no talking to anyone. You're probably going to talk in your head. And allow the earth to heal you. It will shift you. It will strengthen you. It will make you happy. So those are your four homework assignments this week. Any questions, comments, or resistances that you want to share? Okay,
yeah,
next week we'll
Darcy.
Go. Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Sorry, I hate to be the nerdy one. What did you want us to do with the CD?
Listen to it.
Oh, I
remember you have two of them.
I found
put
my
one
copy.
Up to each ear.
No, I found it while we were all talking.
Oh, good.
Okay,
yeah,
the
I'd
whole
like
thing
to
three
do,
times.
Actually, no, the first part of it, I think the first, now you're going to make me look at a CD. The first one, two, three, okay, the first four tracks are at teaching. The fifth and sixth track are healings, one's for physical issues, one's for emotional issues. The seventh one is the introduction to chakras. And the eighth one is when you put the whole thing together except for the healing ones. So because I've taken you through this partially, if you want to skip to 7 and 8 and do those, that would be great. If you can listen to it completely through once, that will give you a lot of information. So just so you know. And if at some point you do need scripts, I doubt that you will, but if you do decide you need a script, those scripts are available for this CD. Okay, any other questions?
Kim, this is Dawn.
Mm-hmm.
I had a question. Actually, I was wondering if we were going to talk about the fire ceremony, because I had some questions about that and also clearing energy.
Okay, this would be a good time to ask, what's your question about the fire ceremony?
Okay, well, actually, the fire ceremony was really great, and it did really reset the energy. And now what I wanted to know is, well, it cleared the energy. What do you do if you want to set the energy, like, say, like a new retail space or like a basement? Sometimes they don't already have the energy, and they're kind of cold. So how do you infuse that warm energy in there?
Okay, good point. I actually do that in the fire ceremony. I use that fire energy to set the intentions for what I want to have in that space. So you can do it that way. You can simply go downstairs, or let's say it's the basement. Let's just pick that as an example. Go downstairs. You know, light, if you're into ceremony, light a candle, light some sage, light some incense, and sit down with spirit and talk and invite the divas and the fairies and those spirits of place that hold the energy for our homes and our offices and the physical, our cars, our physical presence in the world. Tell them what you want. Tell them what you would like for them to bring. Tell them what your intentions are for that space so that they can bring that energy, help you bring that energy forth. And, you know, one of the things, and this is not in the work, but one of the things that sounds like we're really getting close to is talking about spirit guides and the different levels of connection with spirit. So I will really work on getting that in the next couple of weeks for all of you, because you're all already working with it. So does that help a little bit?
Yeah, this is Dawn. Yes, it did help. If I may ask another question, I was wondering
yes.
how you clear energy with another person. I feel like I'm tangled with someone else and I want to disengage. How do you do that?
Oh, you guys are wanting to do advanced work right now. Impatient. Okay, Miss Dawn. There's two ways to do that. You can either call me and we can do a session, or that is a technique that you will be learning. And again, because it's come up and there is so much entanglement going on right now and we are working on clearing that, I'm just looking at everybody's energy. It looks like everybody's ready to do that work. So again, in the next couple of weeks, if it I'm making a note here so that I don't forget. It's called a karmic clearing. And I don't remember. I think that's in there.
Yes, it is.
Is it in there? Okay. You can do that karmic clearing for you and that other person. That's a quick and fast and inclusive way to clear that entanglement. And it is something that I will want to take you through so you can actually feel it and experience it. Okay, good questions. Anything else?
This is Dawn. Okay. I just asked
yes.
one more?
Yes,
if
of course.
Okay, can you do a clearing by proxy kind of thing? Like my son, he doesn't like to go in the daycare he doesn't like to go in the basement at his daycare lady's house, and I know why. The energy isn't set, like I was saying. But is there any way you can make him feel better? Is there a way to do that or no?
You can clear that energy. Again, I would use the karmic clearing.
Okay.
You can, because it is your son, and obviously he's young. He's how old?
16 months.
Okay.
He's a toddler.
Yeah, he's a wee one.
Yeah.
We can do healing for our children. Please listen to me on this, because you don't want to get into creating karma. Children, we have enough karma with our kids, trust me. Up until, we can actually do it longer than we could before, but you ask permission on a soul level, then you can do a karmic clearing for your son, in this case, with the daycare center and with the daycare people, because he is your child and you're responsible for his protection. And I would use the karmic clearing. There's also some other techniques on that CD that will help you set the space, and you can set the space in that facility because your son will be in that facility. And that setting that space and setting that protection works through him. It's not doing, the other people get benefit from it, but you're not doing it for them. You're doing it for your son because you are responsible for his protection. And as far as kids, it's a little bit tricky, but generally you can work on their energy proxy through the time they are 13. And after that, we'll talk about that some week because that's really important. It's a little bit tricky thing to understand, and it's not... There's not just a hard and fast rule. It really varies. So if your children are 13 or younger, it's pretty clear and free. After that, we'll talk about it.
Thank you.
Thank you for asking. Mm-hmm. Okay, anything else? All right. You don't have to go offline. I'm going to do a very quick meditation with you. This will only take a couple of minutes.
Sorry. This is Shilpa. Do you mind just checking to see if Sonal's on the line before we do our last meditation?
Oh, no. Sonal, are you back?
Here.
Oh, good. We were worried about you. Are you okay?
Yep, I'm fine. Thanks.
Good. Well, we're going to thank you, Shilpa, for asking to check on her because we wanted to know you were okay. We'll check on your values next week, if that's okay.
Perfect. Yeah.
Alrighty. And thanks for coming back online with us. We're glad to have you here. Okay, closing meditation. So you can stay right online. We're just fine. This is a quickie. Deep breaths. Whatever you have in your hands, get out. Put it down. Okay, deep electrical breaths. Go inside. We always start with self-acknowledgement. So it's always go inside, say hello, I love me, your name, and feel your connection with yourself. Soul to mind, to emotional body to cellular self. And feel your connection with the earth and feel your connection with the universe. And pick one thing that you would like to create or experience for yourself this week. It can be simple. And go inside and say that to yourself. I am tasting pumpkin ice cream this week. I'm picking something. Ignore that. And take that energy into your heart. And know that it is you. Because you cannot ask for something that you don't already have as a part of you. You would have no knowledge of it. And now as you breathe that energy. First, we're going to connect to the earth. So breathe that energy from your heart down into your third chakra and let it expand. Beautiful. And deep breaths, electrical breaths, and now breathe that energy down into your second chakra, into the home of women. And let it expand. Deep breaths, breathe that beautiful energy, that reality that you are choosing to experience right down to your first chakra. Allow the chakra to expand. And now breathe it down through your legs and out your feet into that ninth chakra. So Mother Earth and Mother Water know what you are manifesting for yourself and can support that. And that energy will go all the way down your grounding to the center of the earth. And Mother Earth and Mother Water will bounce that back up to you in their, with their particular magic on it. Okay, let's go the other way. So from your heart, breathe that energy up into your fifth chakra. Let it expand. And send it down your arms and out your hands. Okay, and deep breath, breathe energy up into your sixth, seventh, and out into the world, out into your aura. And deep breath and breathe it on up into the eighth so that the universe can bring that energy to the center of the universe and put their magic on it and bounce it back to you and help you manifest it. And know that this is your gift of love to yourself this week. Beautiful whims, thank you, thank you. Breath, let's come back here to the present for the moment and allow your energy to reset for going out in the world or to bed or wherever you are going next. And have a beautiful night and a lovely week, and you'll hear from me tomorrow. Share with me your values and if there's anything else that you need support with, and I will see you next Thursday.
Thank you, Kim.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Kim. Good night.